Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Problem Determination Tools V8 Update, Managing Mainframe Composite Applications. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. In this teleconference, you'll learn valuable information about new capabilities coming soon in the IBM Problem Determination Tools family. The speakers for today's teleconference are Marty Shelton, Problem Determination Tools Product Line Manager, Dan Brown, Certified AD Tool Specialist Americas, and Al Tortorese, Senior Technical Sales Specialist. At this time, I'd like to hand it over to our first speaker, Marty Shelton.
Welcome to today's call. I'm glad to be joining you with two of my esteemed colleagues, Dan Brown and Al Tortorese. And combined between us, you'll find that we've got 21 years of PD Tools experience. So yes, we've been involved with the PD Tools since the inception of the products. And I believe that this really shows the commitment of IBM and of myself and my colleagues towards these tools. Let's move on to page 2 now and the agenda. Let's quickly just go through that agenda. First of all, we'll be starting with an overview of the application development tools. So we'll be talking not only about the tools themselves, but how the tools fit into a broader, more comprehensive IBM overall picture. Then we'll be talking about an overview of the problem determination tools themselves. Fault Analyzer version 8 and what's new as part of that. File Manager version 8. Debug 2 Utilities version 8. And the Application Performance Analyzer version 8 tool as well and what's new there. We'll then go into a summary of the tools, the polling questions, and then your questions and answers. On to chart 3. As we look at the application development lifecycle here, we see that there's several phases that you'll be familiar with. There's the modeling phase, developing, debugging and testing, and monitoring your applications as they're deployed into your production environment here. Now, as you'll also see, IBM really has a true plethora of tools and tool sets that address these needs. And you'll see that in the top right-hand corner, we've got the KIX tools. This is the legend in the top right-hand corner. The KIX tools are in blue. Our problem determination tools are in a magenta color. The Tivoli tools are in a red. And some of the other SystemZ tools that you'll find here are in a green color. Now, we'll be focused mainly on the problem determination tools today here. But as you can see, we've really got a vast array of tools to cover the entire application development lifecycle. Now, as we turn to page 4, you'll see that we've got a slightly different mapping. And this slightly different mapping shows specific areas where our KIX tools, where our PD tools, where several of our rational and icing tools will yield the biggest benefits. So if we first take a look down in that bottom right-hand box, the test, the deploy, the manage data environment box, you'll see that we have the fault analyzer, the file manager, our file export tool, our debug tool utilities and advanced functions, and our rational developer for Z systems tool as well. And oh, by the way, that rational developer for Z systems tool, formerly known as the WebSphere developer for Z, is a crucial portion of our overall PD tools picture and our integration picture that we'll talk about as we move ahead as well. In that same box, you'll notice ISPF productivity tool and the application time facility tool, which also play in conjunction with the problem determination tools. If we move up to the middle box in the center, application performance manager, you'll see our application performance analyzer tool there. And that plays very nicely with our KIX performance analyzer tool. On to the next box down, the COBOL modernization box, what you'll see is our debug tool utilities advanced function tool plays a great role there. Now, you notice that back in the test, deploy, manage data environment box, we had debug tool utilities. In the COBOL modernization box, what we allow you to do is take older levels of COBOL, OSVS COBOL, for example, and bring it to the latest levels of IBM COBOL. And we do that by way of looking at the information with our load module analyzer and then converting it with our conversion facilities provided as part of debug tool utilities and advanced functions. And if we look down to the bottom right-hand box, you'll notice in the testing box, we've got our IBM Workload Simulator tool there. And that IBM Workload Simulator tool really plays nicely with our rational performance tester and rational functional tester to provide a full end-to-end cross-system type of testing capability. Let's move on now to chart number 5 and talk about why you should really switch to these IBM tools here. Now, at the top of the list, you see we've talked about price. Price and flexibility. And we really want to provide you with a cost-effective solution. This solution should truly yield you great savings. We've got a single product mentality here versus the cost option type of mentality. And what we do is within these products that we'll be talking about, we'll provide you with the DB2, with the IMS, with the KICS, all the different subsystems, as well as the different language support, MVS, Assembler, COBOL, PL1, etc., right, Java, all as part of that product, as opposed to the add-on concept often provided by many other vendors. Pay for each of these different add-ons. We've got function-rich tools. The function-rich tools that we have are really driven by our customers and our customer requirements, but not only that. We complement the WebSphere tools, the MQ. We provide a very, very rich and performance-ready and ready-for-heavy-workload type of environment to work with your KICS and your DB2 environments. And the tools integrate not only amongst themselves within the PD tools environment, but also with many of the other IBM tools as well. So you'll see the RDZ and the APA with OmegaMind and KICS and so on. Immediately, we tolerate the different environments when we come out with these tools. The DB2 version 9, the IMS version 10, the KICS TS version 3.2, for example. And within 90 days or less, we typically exploit those new platforms. And that is something that's key with these products, is that we are continually investing on making sure these products are up to date. Not only do we invest in the products being up to date, but we want to make sure that we continue to expand on the investment with these tools. So not only do we have a lot of activities taking place at our labs, but sales, technical support, trainers are also provided to ensure that you get the very best support and quality here. With our SMP installs, we don't require any passwords or authorization keys. Our customers are on the honor system, and we trust you to utilize what you've licensed appropriately and move it from system to system as you deem appropriate as well. We've got many Fortune 500 references out there and many, many customers that have installed and are very, very satisfied with these products. And as you'll see from that bottom bullet here, we've got analysts that have looked at these tools, and that our software strategies analysts have ranked these tools number one in the problem determination space overall as well. And with IBM, you're dealing with reliability and stability. We'll provide you with the service and support that you need, as well as we view you as our customers, our partners, and we have a responsibility and an obligation towards you. One of the things I also mention here is that we've got governance and compliance aspects of these tools as well. And when we talk about the file manager, you'll notice that we've been adding additional function that allows for scrambling capabilities that helps us to deal with the governance and the compliance aspects of these products. Now let's move on to chart number 6. Here's a really brief description of the tools that we'll be talking about today. The first of these tools will be Fault Analyzer for ZOS, and that just helps you to rapidly pinpoint the cause of failed applications and admins. Our File Manager for ZOS tool is a data management tool that allows one to really easily look into vSAM information, into the DB2 and SQL information, into KICS-related information, and into IMS-related information in a very easy manner, allowing easy editing, easy copying, and easy comparing as well. Our Debug Tool Utilities and Advanced Functions is a source debugger, yes, but a lot more, and allows you to easily identify old levels of code as well as easily move those old levels of COBOL to later levels of COBOL. Application Performance Analyzer helps you to pinpoint problems that you have in your application and drill down all the way down to the level of source code or to the different subsystems where a problem resides. Workload Simulator for ZOS and OS 390, regression testing, and load testing. Really, really robust tool in order to perform these functions, and it really, really gets the job done. And our file export for ZOS, exporting and importing related sets of DB2, IMS, VSAM, and sequential data. It's a test data extraction facility that allows you to take that production information and subset it into information that can be used in a testing environment for DB2, IMS, VSAM, and sequential data. Let's now move on to chart number 7 here. We've given you a brief overview of the key components of our problem determination tools. But once again, I just want to focus on some of these key splash charts here. IMS version 10, DB2 version 9, KixTS version 3.2. All key subsystems that we stay up to date with, that we exploit in a very, very quick manner. So Fault Analyzer is a tool that works really, really well with our WASD systems and Java as well. So that's a key item that we have here with Fault Analyzer. Now, with Fault Analyzer, with File Manager, and with Debug2 utilities, we now have the ability to interact with Rational Developer for System Z. And this is great new integration function that really allows us to not only interact with the problem determination tools amongst themselves even better, but also with the edit, compile, debug, and all the rest of the facilities that come with Rational Developer for System Z. We've got our COBOL modernization capabilities that come with our Debug2 utilities and advanced functions, not only identifying old levels of COBOL and other levels of modules, but also being able to move those old levels of COBOL to the latest levels of COBOL and Kix. And our Application Performance Analyzer, providing end-to-end performance capabilities from an application perspective. And when we look down to the next box, Workload Simulator, in conjunction with Rational Functional Tester and Rational Performance Tester, also provide some of that end-to-end performance and workload types of capabilities that are needed as part of this environment. We've also got that file export capability, test case and data subsetting, along with our application time facility and ISPF productivity tools, helped to round out an overall offering. And so what we have here is just an overview of some of the tools. And now I'd like to turn it over to one of our crack technical sales specialists, Mr. Al Tortorese. Al, take it away.
Thank you, Marty. As you can see from slide 8, the first product we're going to address is IBM's Fault Analyzer tool. This is the Abent Analysis tool, and specifically talking about what's new in version 8. Let's go to slide 9, please. And what you can see here is there is a common theme among all of the application development tools, and you'll see this over and over again. Each one of these application development tools is one tool for all languages and all environments. You can see that with Fault Analyzer, this one product supports batch type ABENs, CICS, IMS, DB2, as well as MQ series. We've also added additional WASD and Java support. We take advantage of Unix system services, and it is just one product. There are no extra charge options with any of these tools. As you can see towards the bottom with the little terminals there, we do support this product through a number of different interfaces, ISPF through TSO ISPF, directly through CICS for CICS ABENs. There's a web piece that allows you to use your web browser to go directly into Fault Analyzer, so without even having to log onto your system. And we've added a feature for version 8, support through the Rational Developer for Z. So we now have a GUI front end to Fault Analyzer, and you'll see an example of that a little bit later. Let's go on to slide 9, please. You'll see some of the highlights here. Now, a number of these highlights have been in the product for quite some time. Just a couple of key points that I'll make here. No recompile of your applications is required. for Fault Analyzer to be invoked and to capture any ab-ends. No JCL changes are required, and there's no performance overhead. The only time Fault Analyzer is invoked is when an ab-end occurs. It captures what normally comes out in the system ab-end, massages the data, and produces an English language report for the application programmers. We have added a new interface. I mentioned this a little bit earlier. You'll see on the right-hand side of the slide, under interfaces, the second one, Rational Developer for Z. So again, we now have a GUI front end to be able to use Fault Analyzer through the workstation. There's also an interface to File Manager. You will find integration between many of these application development tools, and I'll talk about those as we go through the presentation. Let's go on to the next slide, please, slide 11. Let's talk a little bit about some of the new key features specifically for Fault Analyzer version 8. Now, I want to make a point here. These are not the only enhancements that have been added to the product. These are just some of the keys that we feel are important to most of the customers that are going to be looking at these products. Under CICS enhancements, you'll notice that we now have CICS version 3.2 support. Marty had made mention of this a little bit earlier, and you'll probably hear this a couple times during the presentation. We not only support the new versions of CICS, DD2, and IMS, but we are in exploitation mode. And we were in exploitation mode the day, or will be, the day version 8 comes out. So we already support all of the new features of version 3.2, including channels and container support in 64-bit. We do support containers using XML data, formatted in XML, so that you can see exactly what it looks like. And I'll show you an example of that coming up. Java enhancements. We've now got Java-supplied diagnostic tooling framework for Java, brand new to version 8, and you'll see an example of that coming up. Let's go on to the next slide, please, slide 12. We've got some new usability enhancements. We've added to the security exit within Fault Analyzer, allowing for additional management for greater control of the security of the history file, where the ab-ends are stored. There's also a new call interface from SDSF. So when you're in your spool display, if you want to get directly back into Fault Analyzer to do interactive analysis, point-and-click navigation, you now have that capability to go directly from SDSF rather than having to start within the product under either ISPF or CICS. We've enhanced some of the information specifically for PL1 data. And we'll see some examples for that. And as you've already heard, support for DB2 version 9, IMS version 10, and CICS Transaction Server 3.2 in exploitation mode already. Let's go on to the next slide, please, slide 13, where we show an example of the CICS container support, brand new to this version. Now, with this support, just as we have in the current product in version 7, you'll see that there are a number of highlighted areas on the screen. When you're in the interactive reanalysis, what this allows for is positioning the cursor on any of these highlighted items, hitting the Enter key, and linking to those locations. So if you need to see specific information for a container, you'll notice that first one, DFHWS operation, you can position your cursor there and get directly to that location, or you can do it by the address that you'll notice is also highlighted. So we break it down for you, allow you to link directly to those various locations. Let's go on to the next slide, slide 14. Here we have an example of XML data in unformatted view. You can see it in dump format with the address area on the left-hand side, text representation in the middle, and the ASCII or eyecatcher area on the right-hand side. But you'll notice about a third of the way down the screen where it has the data length, in highlighted area, you have formatted XML data, allowing you to position your cursor on that item, hit the Enter key, and be taken directly to a formatted view of the XML data, which is what we'll see on the next slide, slide 15. So what we've done here is taken that dump information, translated it into an XML format for you. Let's go on to the next slide, please, slide 16. Here we have an example of Fault Analyzer under the Rational Developer for Z. You'll notice here that towards the top of the screen, you have a couple of different areas. On the left-hand side, the artifacts view. This is going to be a listing of all of the different views and history files that are available. Now, without going into too much detail, let me simply state that any shop can set this product up to have any number of history files where you're going to store the ab-end information. Some shops do multiple history files, one for each CICS region, batch versus CICS, test versus production. we can provide a list of all of the history files or views, which are concatenations of multiple history files, allow you to select from there, go into the outline view towards the bottom, identify which report you want to get into, identify where within the report you want to be positioned. This is the same type of functionality you have on the mainframe, but here it's all point-and-click capability rather than having to issue any commands whatsoever. On the upper right-hand side, you'll notice under the multi-tabbed report view, you're able to see the history file report itself, getting right to the heart of the matter, telling you where the event occurred, why it occurred, giving recommendations as to how to resolve the problem, and then going down towards the bottom of the screen on the right-hand side, the detailed view. Again, these are the members within each of the history files, allowing you to access whatever you need to see. Let's go on to the next slide, please, where we're going to take a look at File Manager version 8. On the next slide, slide 18, once again, the common theme that I had talked about earlier. One product for all languages, all environments. You have one product that supports VSAM, Sequential, ISAM, DB2, IMS, all the different file formats. We do have the common interfaces again under ISPF. There's a direct link under CICS, as well as added to the product in version 8, the rational developer for Z, being able to access the data through a GUI front end, just as you saw a little bit earlier with Fault Analyzer. Another key feature that we have within File Manager is that there is no file size limitation for editing your data. This is one of the biggest advantages we have over the competition within the marketplace. Many times in the past, customers who have tried to access very large files have been required to either use selection criteria to limit the number or types of records, or do paging, where you can only bring in certain blocks of data at a time. Now, that does limit what you can do, such as sorting the data, inserting or deleting records or rows. Within File Manager, there is no more file size limitation, so you can actually bring in a data set of any size, even spanning multiple disk packs, millions of records. And you have full capability, just as you would with a smaller file, being able to sort, being able to insert and delete records anywhere you want. Let's go on to the next slide, please, where we see some of the File Manager highlights. Again, many of these have been in the product for quite some time. You'll notice the fourth one down, editing files regardless of size, being able to identify fields that contain invalid values. We'll talk a little bit about some of the new features that we have across the board in non-database DB2 and IMS coming up in the next couple of slides. Let's go on to the next slide, please, slide 20, where we'll talk a little bit about some of the enhancements, integration with IBM's Rational Developer for Z, again, using the GUI front end, support for some of the IBM software, such as CICS in the new CICS version 3.2, being able to use entry sequenced data sets, ESDS. New capability, we're already in exploitation mode. For DB2, we've added support for some of the new features there, binary, var binary, dec float, big integer. You can see some of the other syntax that we do support here. Again, in exploitation mode for the new features in DB2. File Manager is already there. Some of the other new functions, we're providing a new scrambling algorithm to be able to do field-level scrambling. Now, this goes above and beyond just the simple one algorithm. There are actually, I believe, four different algorithms that can be used to do all kinds of data scrambling, and it is done by the field level, which is what our customers were looking for. We've also enhanced some of the commands with create, replace, append, and save as commands. Because customers asked for it, we've added those commands to version 8 of the product. Let's go on to the next slide, slide 21. We continue on with some new functions. We've replaced the browse with a view command, and the viewer will allow you to issue various other commands, changing record length. There's a change command that if you're going to expand the length of the record, the change will allow you to do that on the fly. New template processing, allowing different forms of identification criteria and selection criteria. Being able to identify either individual array elements where you have tables built into the data, either individual array elements or all of the elements within a table. We've enhanced the compare utility to be able to compare load modules. Another feature that's been requested by customers has been added to version 8 of the product. and specifically for DB2, the ability to use the related edit or rEdit command in situations that are non-error related. In the past, the only time you could use the related edit command was when there was a commit error that was found. We're no longer going to limit to just those types of error situations. You're now going to be able to issue the related edit command or rEdit across the board to be able to access any related table to what you're currently viewing. And again, as you saw with Fault Analyzer, File Manager does support in exploitation mode all the new versions for DB2, IMS, and CICS. Let's go on to the next slide, please, slide 22, where we're looking at an example of File Manager under the Rational Developer. So with the GUI front end, workstation environment, you can see that you have access to any of the files on the mainframe. Over on the right-hand side of the screen, there's a tab that allows you to point to any remote system. You can get access to that. Within that remote system, you're able to look at JES or SDSF, your spool display. You're able to go into any of the data sets that you own, look at the members. You can select those. You can pull up any data files, have those mapped out. You can define which record layout you want to use and be able to look at the data in either table format, multiple records per screen, single format, one record at a time, or even going into character format where you're not using the record layouts at all, and go back and forth as often as you'd like. You can make any changes. You can overtype the data. Same type of capability you have on the mainframe. You're going to be able to do the same thing here on the workstation. And with that, I will turn this over to my colleague, Dan Brown.
Thank you, Al, and good day, everyone. Going to slide number 23, I'd like to talk a little bit about debug tool utilities and advanced functions, version 8. Going on to slide number 24, much like Al had mentioned on the other PD tools, debug tool utilities and advanced functions allows support for various environments, as you see on this particular screen, IMS, TSO, CICS, DB2. In addition to that, you'll notice that we have a number of interfaces that debug tool can be displayed on, the green screen 3270, or optionally, debug tool can be displayed with RDZ, the new interface, and I'm going to show you a little bit more about that a little later, or WDDZ, WebSphere Debugger Developer for Z. Going on to slide number 25, you'll notice some of the high-level highlights of debug tool. Again, it's an all-inclusive tool supporting all the various languages that you see, COBOL, PL1, C, C++, and Assembler, as well as support for the various environments, as I mentioned before. Over to the right are some of the features of debug tool. Some of the features that we list here are peripheral utilities that we provide with debug tool, as a customer may need to migrate from old COBOL to enterprise COBOL. We have utilities that will assist them in assessing their system, identifying old code, and then we provide a migration utility which allows them to migrate the old code automatically to enterprise COBOL. And then we have a code coverage utility that allows them to do analysis on the new code to make sure everything is executing properly. Going to the next screen, some of the key version 8 enhancements for CICS is, as Al mentioned, for some of the other PD tools, we're also in exploitation mode of 3.2 with debug tool of CICS. We now have the ability to detect storage violations under CICS. We've added a new check storage violations command that developers can issue during their debug session to diagnose storage violations. We also have added a new transaction with CICS for debug tool, DTST, that is a CICS memory editor and browser. It's a full screen editor and browser of memory contained within CICS. Also, the ability to display CICS channels and containers, and I'll show you a little bit about that in a moment. We've added a couple of commands in that regard, a describe command to describe channels, and a list command to list containers for CICS channels and containers. And it also includes web services state information, which is very important. Going on to the next slide, 27, in regard to the auto monitor, which is an area of debug tool where we maintain variables and the values of those variables as you debug your program. We've enhanced that to display variables in character format regardless of whether the string contains unprintable characters, so you can identify whether or not there is a character in a field or not. We also added some line commands to the auto monitor, the hex command, whereby you can display data in hex for a given variable, and a DEF or definition prefix command that allows you to display definitions for various variables, the elementary items. We also added assembler auto monitor output displays that displays register names when possible. In addition, we've added support for 64-bit register support for similar applications. And as I mentioned before, at the bottom we are in exploitation mode, a DB2 version 9, IMS version 10, and CICS transaction server 3.2. Going to the next screen, screen 28, this is a high-level example of displaying contents of a container within CICS. If you look at the bottom of the screen, which is the log, you can see in the bright yellow that the list command was issued from the primary command line in this PL1 application, and we're listing the container information out. This log, if you look further down the screen, you can see PF11. I could zoom this log up to full screen to look at more information. Going to the next screen, screen number 29, a little different command, the describe command to describe the channel within CICS. You can see we start listing the container information with the container name and size. And again, this log could be zoomed to full screen to look at more information. Going on to slide number 30. Here we see a list container command, so there's variations of looking at the new channel and container information within CICS, and these are a few commands that can be used in version 8 of debug tool. Going on to slide number 31, the RDZ interface with debug tool. As I mentioned at the top of the presentation for debug tool, you now will have the ability to use RDZ as a display mechanism for a debug tool. And what I mean by that is you may want to invoke debug tool on Z, say in a batch initiator or in CICS, and then use RDZ as a display mechanism for it. And this is what it looks like. You can see in the top left pane, you can see the program being debugged. Over to the right pane, you can see the variables or monitor window, as it were. And then down at the bottom, you can see the source display, whereby I could set breakpoints and that sort of thing. Also, this is a highly customizable screen. I can move these panes around any way I want. Going to the next screen, screen number 32, you can see manipulation of the variable window. We did a right-click on the variable window. We got a pop-up. Here I'm setting on filters, and you can see there's a number of filters I can set on. In this particular example, we're simply setting on auto monitor, which means to debug tool, each time you execute a statement, place the variable of that statement into the monitor pane, as well as the value that's associated with that particular variable. Going on to the next slide, slide number 33, another example of setting on a filter and setting on the working storage section. In the variables pane, we can see we have access to the EIB control blocks, COM area, and pointers, and you can see we have a plus sign. If we double click or simply click on it, we'll get all the information within those areas of the working storage section. Going on to slide number 34, this next slide shows true integration of all three products, File Manager, Fault Analyzer, and Debug Tool, with Rational Developer for System Z or RDZ. Going on to slide number 35, this is an example of Fault Analyzer, File Manager, and Debug Tool. In the left pane, you can see we're displaying a Fault Analyzer report. Perhaps it's a data-related admin, and I'm most interested in the data that caused the admin. I then could invoke File Manager and actually be positioned on the file and the actual record in error. I can either view the file or edit the file, as you can see to the right. And then down at the bottom, at the same time, I could be debugging the same program. So a user could take advantage of all three products from RDZ in one screen with multiple panes. Going on to slide number 36, our Application Performance Analyzer, I want to talk briefly about version 8 for APA. Going on to slide 37, again, this is an all-inclusive tool whereby we provide support for the various environments, as you can see at the top. Application Performance Analyzer is a non-intrusive tool. There is no overhead associated with the tool in regard to the application. We provide numerous reports in various formats. One format is generate PDF format. So if you want to generate a report, a performance report, you can generate a PDF file, which lists out nicely the report. We've also added in version 8 a significant amount of Java support and USF support. Going to the next screen, some of the highlights of Application Performance Analyzer. You can set up what we refer to as observation sessions in real-time mode, meaning that I could observe an application as it's running and observe the CPU consumption down to a source statement level. I can schedule an observation, so if a job is running late in the evening, I can schedule Application Performance Analyzer to invoke itself and acquire the information and generate a report. Or I could generate a batch submission and get reports off that way as well. With the tool, as I mentioned, it's a non-intrusive performance tool to improve response time in your online applications, improve batch turnaround, identify excessive I.O. activity, whether that be a vSAM file or a DB2 table that may be causing a problem, identify excessive CPU usage. You can look at, as I mentioned before, CPU consumption down to a instruction or statement level. You can test the effects of increased workloads. And then you can isolate performance problems in new and existing applications. Going to the next slide, number 39. A few more highlights of Application Performance Analyzer. We do provide drill-down support where you can start at a high level and then drill down, to, as I mentioned before, down to a statement level. You can look at CPU, load module, and CSEC analysis in an address space. As I mentioned, the source statement level supports provided for COBOL or PL1. We also support Fault Analyzer and Debug Tool side files, meaning that you can generate a side file with a source listing and share that source listing between Fault Analyzer, Debug Tool, and APA. Wait time analysis by category or task module or attribution, as well as DASD I.O. analysis by device, DD name, data set, and the like. We also have extensive Sysplex coupling facility reports. So if you're running a Sysplex, you can get really good information off on the coupling facility should you have a bottleneck in that area. Going on to slide number 40, some of the key version 8 enhancements for APA, as I mentioned before, is the Java enhancements. And specifically, we've added support for JIT compiler support for 1.4.2 of Java. We now can map to Java source to facilitate identification of performance bottlenecks. We've got a lot of requests from our customers to add this support, and we did. We already had the Java DB2 store procedure support in the past, and now we're going forward with additional Java support. Also, we've added some performance comparisons. We got a number of requests from customers that wanted to do comparisons of performance reports between two samples. You can do that now with APA. We also have added recommendation support for DB2 within APA so that if it detects a bottleneck in DB2, it'll offer recommendations as to how to correct that. And again, we're in exploitation mode of the various subsystems such as DB2 version 9, IMS version 10, and CICS version 3.2. Going on to slide number 41, here's an example of Java CPU usage by package. You can see on this screen beneath the package and the methods column, you can see the various packages. And over to the right, you can see the CPU consumption for each one. Going on to slide 42, another Java screen showing Java CPU usage by method. Here you can see each method under the method column, and to the right of that you can see the CPU consumption for each method. Going on to slide number 43, HFS file activity. You can see the path name in the middle of the screen, and then you can see the file type to the right of that, and to the right of that you can see the number of reads and writes at that point. Going on to the next screen, the Java wait time by class. You can see the class and method name again in the middle of the screen. And then to the right, you can see the CPU consumption for each item. Again, if you're looking at high numbers, you can very quickly pinpoint a bottleneck. And now I'll turn it back over to Marty Shelton.
Thanks, Dan and Al, for your technical overviews of version 8. A lot of really good information there. Now let's move on to page 45, the latest Software Strategies Analyst Report. You've heard us talk about the tools, but we think it would be good if you get an independent analyst perspective of just how these tools work. The entire report can be found at the FTP location at the top of the page. As you'll notice, in the top box on the right, we've got the highest comparative assessment ratings across the board. And if we look down to the bottom right-hand box, you'll also notice that between last year's report and this year's report, we've got a 6.5% increase overall, and that's better than any of our competition. So this is really some great and informative information that you can take advantage of, and we'd advise you to read through the entire document. Hey, let's move on now to page 46. And here you'll find a copy of our main problem determination tools webpage. On this page, not only will you find a lot of general information about the problem determination tools, but if you look down towards the top left here in the library section, you'll also find that there's a link that takes you to a lot of very, very good information with regard to these tools, a lot of good library information, things such as a user's guide, reference guide, customization guides. All of this information is there for anyone to take advantage of at any given point in time. Okay, let's move on to the next page, page 47 here. And not only is there that link that went to our main problem determination tools page there, but a link to all of the other problem determination tools as well as some of the other associated tools that we have as well. So some of the associated tools, the migration utility, the TikTok link goes to our application time facility, and you'll notice ISP, a productivity tool there as well. Another key piece of information that we have is a Z-Series Application Development Tools Information Center with a plethora of information for people to tap into. And we have a very, very robust Red Book out there with lots of very good information that can be found inside of our Red Book. Let's move on to page 48 now. And page 48 just gives you the information for ordering any of the products that you've been seeing here today. And so these are all of the updated version 8 PIDs, product identification numbers here. So please take advantage of these as you're ordering the products that we have. Moving on to page 49, we have information on IBM's Education Assistant. And what we have here is just one of our examples for the File Manager product. And here you'll notice on the left-hand side there's a navigation page that allows you to point to the individual products. We've got a great deal of information out there on the web, easily accessible, web-based training information, classroom-based training information, maintenance, as well as additional resources all available. And if you look to the right screen here, you'll see just an example of some of that file manager information, some of the different topics, each with a specified time frame. You'll have a presentation, online presentation of that, with voiceovers also provided. So each of these presentations are easily pinpointed and focused in upon by our users. So let's move on now to page 50 and our summary. Now, as of September the 18th, the problem determination tools were announced. And as you can see here, on September 28th, these tools will become generally available. I've given you the PIDs, given you the ordering information. Please go out there, take advantage of this. We really look forward to you becoming our customers as well. But these tools that we're dealing with here are technically excelling tools, okay? We continue to address you, our customers, technical requirements, technical requests. And as you've seen from the information that was given by both Dan and Al, lots of customer requests are addressed in version 8, and we will continue to address customer requests as we move forward. We are exploiting the current IBM subsystems. We are exploiting the current IBM compilers. We exploit those on day one. We've got integration between the PD tools amongst themselves as well as with other tools. And these tools help to facilitate the building of SOA applications. Not only that, but these tools are provided in financially attractive packages that support all of your subsystems, all of your languages, and it's all done within the same tool. And with that, I'll now hand it back to our operator.
Thank you. Now we'd like to ask that you participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we'll have a live Q&A session with the presenters. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key, followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. For our first question, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. And if it was low, press star 3. And for our second question, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference at the right level, press star 1, not technical enough, press star 2, and more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. And for our third question, would you like more information on IBM's problem determination tools? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. Question number 4. Are you considering switching ISVs and going with IBM's PD tools? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. For question number 5, would you like a copy of the Software Strategies white paper? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And for our final question today, we hope you have enjoyed the teleconference. Please let us know if you're interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. Thank you all for your responses. At this time, we'd like to take your questions. If you do have a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. Also, if you are on a speakerphone, please release the mute function so that your signal will reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 for questions. We'll pause for just a moment. And again, that is star 1 for questions at this time. I'll hand the conference back to our speakers while we wait for questions.
So if there are any questions out there, please chime in.
We'll go first to Greg Yeager with Healthcare Service.
Yeah, I just was wondering, for the debug tool, does that require a recompile?
Yes, it does require a recompile using the test compile option.
Okay. Thanks.
And again, that is star 1 for any further questions at this time. And gentlemen, there appear to be no further questions. I'll turn the conference back to you all for closing remarks.
Hey, folks. As you've seen throughout the presentation, we've got a robust set of tools that we're offering here, and we're really looking forward to you taking advantage of the new tool set and the new function that's associated with version 8. Once again, a plethora of additional functions, and we support all of the subsystems as we go out with the products. The products, once again, will be delivered for GA on the 28th of September, And we're looking forward to you going out there and taking advantage of all the additional function that will be provided. Dan, Al, any additional comments there?
No, I'd just like to say to everyone that called in, we appreciate your time, and hopefully we provided you with valuable information as to what we're about ready to release in version 8, and we think it's will be very useful to our customers. And again, thank you for joining the call.
That will conclude today's conference call. Have a pleasant day.